So within Visual Studio, but moreover within Visual Studio Online, you can do load testing. That pairs well with also testing your plans for auto scaling. Will it meet the demands is always a question. So in Visual Studio, you can create like a web test, right? And then when that web test is brought up to Visual Studio Online, you can create a load test. So load test means that it's gonna, you know, emulate a large number of people using that web test. So a web test can be a basic like get to a root homepage. And then through Visual Studio Online, you can put that on 1,000 servers and run it for 2 hours straight and see what happens. And the other output that you could get out of it is if you have like auto scale websites set up on Azure, you'll get that feedback to see 10,000 users means 22 servers for me or something like that, right? So you can start figuring out how your auto scale works in relation to that user ramp up. Yeah, and a big thing there, obviously, if you're going to do that, really recommend having whatever kind of performance counters you need on that to really start getting that feedback to understand if your application is really giving a good experience to your users, right? Being able to support, let's say, 10,000 users concurrently is one thing. Being able to support them within a couple seconds is another, right? And end of the day, it really matters is the user experience, not necessarily if the web server is keeping up. So last week, I didn't even have time for this, so we're doing pretty well today. Has anyone done any load testing before? A little bit. I'm actually going to turn this around. I think it'll be easier for this one.
If it helps my subscription to start working, took an hour to activate.
Nice. That's the magic. Definitely. So I'm just back in Visual Studio. So I was going to test project. Okay, so I created a new project there, which was a performance, like a load test performance project. Pretty straightforward. Did anybody miss that step? I can mock it up again. So a new project, tests, web performance, and load test. This might be just in Visual Studio Enterprise, if you're using Community Edition. So I'm just going to cancel that. When that opens it up, when that solution project opens up. Then you'll have like an empty web test. And then I just added a new request. So this is basically the simplest kind of test, if you will, right? So I'm just gonna do a get against Microsoft.com. And so when I ran that, it passed. It'll also show you kind of what the output, et cetera, was. So you can do way more complex things here. In this case, this is just a test, but there's obviously no load associated with it, or a load of one, very small load. Where'd that go? How did people do with that? Was everyone able to create a project? Got a couple nods. I'm just going to pull that up here for a second. Hey, Amadeus, were you testing this out yesterday? Did you test this out yesterday? Like load testing? No load testing. Did you get that far? No? Okay. Okay. Sorry, this has changed a bit from the last time I demoed it 3 months ago. So maybe I'll actually just skip that demo part, just because it's going to take a little while to set up. Where's my solution? Sorry, one second. So you have to create machines or fleets of machines to get it set up. So I'm just not going to do that right now because it'll take me 5 or 10 minutes and everybody will get bored. But the idea here then is that the actual invoker of those gets will get called from servers that are spun up on Azure. And this is where you get the load test happening. From my machine, I have one machine doing the work over what might not be the best internet connection. And definitely if you're going to load test like from on-prem, you're going to saturate your internet connection really quickly. The nice thing here is once you're on the quote-unquote cloud, you can spin up really as many VMs as you want that are connected to a gigabit or 10 gigabit Ethernet that really lets you exercise what a web server is capable of. If you're really interested in this, definitely during the hackathon, we can sit down and take a look, maybe get you set up specifically to run some load tests. Sorry, I can't demo that right now. So there's, everybody should have, I forget what it is, so I don't want to say numbers, right? But everybody has X number of compile, build, CI time that you get. Everybody has X number of load testing available to them. And I think that if you go to like 1,000 servers, then it's like the aggregate of all of those servers' time is what you're basically spending against. And that happens every month.
It's 60 minutes per user.
For load testing?
For build.
For build. Okay, 60 minutes for build time per month for free. And again, we like the comparison here in my mind in a lot of cases is kind of like this provides like so much more than like GitHub or something, right? Where it's actually doing like that full life cycle versus something like GitHub maybe where you're just doing the code repository, right? So 20,000 virtual user minutes.
Yep.
Okay. So when you're creating a load test, what you'll typically do is you'll kind of profile or archetype a couple people walking through your site. So a test will be more than just to get the homepage typically. It'll be like maybe this kind of workflow. And so what you'd want to do then is run a mixture. Like maybe you do 20% signups and 20% like, or 80% like business actions. And then you send that to the load test. And so within that, basically you're emulating users and they're counting the time against that. Yeah, so I'm just going into the portal because the other piece of this was also talking about auto-scale capabilities. We have, you know, auto-scale pretty much baked throughout the services, definitely at least the compute services that you're running on Azure. Ooh. So I'm just opening a web application here. Okay, so how many people are familiar with this? Oh, this is just manually scaling. Just my service plans aren't very high. I run everything as cheaply as possible, right? The idea is, though, when you come into the plans, you can look at the scale settings of an application, right? And the nice thing here is you can quickly scale it up. This is manually in this case. Or alongside that, if I just change the service plan. So if this only takes a second, then I can show you the auto scale. Let's see how dynamic it is. No, okay. So basically the idea though is you determine what you want it to watch for. So typically CPU, maybe HTTP requests or like queue length. And then based on when that metric is starting to get overloaded, then it'll start scaling based on that metric. And with that, you can set guarantees that it won't go over a certain level. And it maintains at least a minimum. Okay, well, that's not kicking in right now. Yeah, no, I'm just looking at the service plan here. It's because the it's set not to auto scale. Whoa. Okay. So that's completely built into Azure. And then again, you can target the auto scaling within the infrastructure as code templates to determine what your thresholds are and how you want to handle auto scaling. So it becomes really important to run your load tests against these templates to then kind of ensure that those are the right numbers for your application.